तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
चारैतिर समुद्रले घेरिएको अस्ट्रेलियामा पानीमा रमाउनु यहाँको जीवनशैलीको एक अभिन्न अंग हो। तर पानीमा सुरक्षित हुन नजान्दा ससाना बालबालिकाका पानीमा डुबेर मृत्यु वा घाइते हुने सम्भावना निकै रहन्छ। हामीले यस्ता घटनाहरूको बारेमा सुन्दै पनि आएका छौं। अस्ट्रेलियामा बसोबासको हाम्रो सेटलमेन्ट गाइडको श्रृंखलाको एक रिपोर्ट अब हामीले सुन्न गइरहेका छौं, जसमा चाहिँ हामी बालबालिकालाई पौडी सिकाउन किन जरूरी छ भनेर चर्चा गर्नेछौं।
चारैतिर समुद्रले घेरेको अस्ट्रेलियामा पानीमा रमाउनु यहाँको जीवनशैलीको एक अभिन्न अङ्ग हो। तर पानीमा सुरक्षित हुन नजान्दा बालबालिका पानीमा डुबेर मृत्यु वा घाइते हुने सम्भावना पनि निकै रहन्छ। तथ्याङ्कहरूले 5 वर्ष मुनिका बालबालिका पानीमा डुब्ने खतरा निकै रहेको देखाउँछ। अस्ट्रेलियामा यस्ता घटनामा वर्षेनी सरदर 23 जनाको मृत्यु हुने गरेको छ भने 183 जना अस्पताल भर्ना हुने गरेका छन्। तर यस्ता घटनाहरू पानी सुरक्षासँग सम्बन्धित तालिम र पौडी सिक्दा कम गर्न सकिन्छ। डाक्टर एसपी सुन्दापान वेस्टमिडमा रहेको बाल अस्पतालका आकस्मिक शल्य चिकित्सक हुन्। उनका अनुसार यस्ता घटना जो कोहीलाई पनि पर्न सक्छ।
You know, warm season, people like to be in water, understandable. You know, Australia is a water loving country. We love our water sports, beaches and pools. And so we just want to make sure we're there in time to remind people to keep the children safe on water. Most times we think this won't happen to me. We should not have that attitude. This can happen to anyone, particularly in this young age group. All you need is a momentary loss of supervision.
सन् 2022 बालबालिका पानीमा डुबेका थुप्रै घटनामा सिडनीका अस्पतालहरूमा उपचार भएपछि यहाँका चिल्ड्रेन हस्पिटल र एम्बुलेन्स सेवाले संयुक्त रूपमा चेतावनी जारी गरेका छन्। डाक्टर सुन्दापानका अनुसार पानीमा एकैछिन डुब्दा पनि अनेकौं स्वास्थ्य जोखिमहरू हुन सक्छन्।
The unique thing about children in this age group is that when this happens, it's very silent. You know, they just go underwater silently. There's no splashing, which is why it's very, very important to be aware of this and keep an eye on your children when they are in water. We obviously know if you're there underwater for 3 minutes or longer, you're likely to have significant neurological damage. But even a short period can have an effect on the learning abilities of a child.
बालबालिकालाई पौडी सिकाउने उचित उमेर चाहिँ कुन हो त? रोयल लाइफ सेभिङ्स की अनुसन्धान र नीति सम्बन्धी राष्ट्रिय व्यवस्थापक स्टेसी पिजेन्स विशेष गरी 5 वर्ष मुनिका बालबालिकालाई पानीमा सुरक्षित राख्ने बारेमा धेरै ध्यान दिनु आवश्यक रहेको बताउँछिन्। उनका अनुसार अभिभावकले बालबालिकालाई निरन्तर निगरानी राख्ने, सिपिआर र फर्स्ट एडका बारेमा ज्ञान राख्ने र पानीमा सहज पहुँच रोक्ने जस्ता काम गर्नु जरुरी छ।
So it is really important when parents are looking for a swim school or a swim program that it includes both swimming and water safety skills. So things like learning to float, learning to go underwater, how to rescue someone without putting yourself in danger, and also knowing who to go to and who to call, whether or not that's 000 or going to Lifesavers.
The National Swimming and Water Safety Frameworkले बालबालिकाको उमेर अनुसार उनीहरूले सिक्नुपर्ने ज्ञानका बारे एक सूची तयार पारेको छ। पिजेनका अनुसार बालबालिका 6 वर्ष पुग्दा, 12 वर्ष पुग्दा र 17 वर्षको उमेरमा पुग्दा केही जान्नै पर्ने पानी सुरक्षा सम्बन्धीको सूची तयार पारिएको छ।
Three key benchmarks, but the big one is by the age of 12, a child should be able to swim 50 meters, float for 2 minutes, and also perform a rescue and a survival sequence with clothes on. There are benchmarks also for 6-year-olds and then once you turn 17 as well, but really we want to make sure that kids by the time they leave primary school have those key skills.
Australia भरिने विद्यालयका बालबालिकालाई कुनै एक समयमा पौडी र पानी सम्बन्धी सुरक्षित रहने तरिकाहरू सिकाइन्छ। यसबाहेक राज्य र प्रदेशले जारी गर्ने भाउचरको मद्दतबाट पनि अभिभावकहरूले बालबालिकालाई पौडी सिकाउन सक्छन्। अभिभावकको भूमिका चाहिँ के हुन्छ त? अस्ट्रेलियाको पौडी सम्बन्धी प्रशिक्षण संगठनका प्रमुख ब्रेन्डन वार्ड बालबालिकालाई पानीका बारेमा जानकारी दिन 6 महिनादेखि नै उचित हुने बताउँछन्।
Water familiarization can start from as young as 6 months old. In fact, many swim schools are starting even earlier than that. And it's about getting the children comfortable in the water and getting them to a stage when they get those foundation skills, they're ready to learn. So from about 3 to 4 years of age is a really great time when kids are starting to really build those foundation skills around water. Water safety and learning to swim and floating and those sorts of things.
कुनै कुनै पौडी विद्यालयहरूले बालबालिका 6 महिना पुग्न अघिदेखि नै कक्षाहरू सञ्चालन गरेका हुन्छन्। बालबालिकालाई सानै उमेरदेखि दिशानिर्देश गरेर नियम र खतराहरूका बारेमा जानकारी दिएर एक सुरक्षित पौडीबाजका रूपमा तयार पार्न सकिन्छ.
You know, I know certainly for the children that I've seen learning to swim and my children, you build routines so that they know that they can't get in the water unless they've got their swimming costumes on. They know that they can't get in the water unless there's an adult with them. And so you can start to build those routines and awareness from quite a young age. But I guess the other thing is that parents actually need to be able to have confidence and competence in the water to be a good supervisor.
बालबालिकालाई सिकाउन अघि अभिभावक आफैले पनि पानीमा सुरक्षित रहने बारेमा ज्ञान लिन भने जरुरी छ. तर अस्ट्रेलियामा भर्खरै आएका अभिभावकले पौडी सम्बन्धी ज्ञान नहुँदा बालबालिकालाई सिकाएका क्रममा समस्या हुन सक्छ. डाक्टर सुन्दापान अस्ट्रेलियामा पानीमा डुब्ने पाँच बालबालिका मध्ये कम्तीमा एकजना बहुसांस्कृतिक पृष्ठभूमिको हुने बताउँछन्. आफै पनि वयस्क भएपछि मात्र अस्ट्रेलियामा पौडी सिकेका डाक्टर सुन्दापान अभिभावक र बालबालिकालाई यथासक्दो चाँडो पौडी कक्षा लिन आग्रह गर्छन्.
After coming to Australia, I did some lessons just to be able to float a little bit in water. So it's likely there are many people like that from culturally diverse backgrounds where the parent cannot swim. But luckily in Australia, we can get children into the water in a safe environment. There are classes available from infancy onwards. So, you know, starting early is actually good because when they're living here, they are likely to come across water bodies and involve themselves in water activities.
अन्य गतिविधिमा जस्तै आफ्ना सन्तानलाई पौडी कक्षामा भर्ना गर्नु अघि अभिभावकहरूले केही अनुसन्धान गर्नु भने जरुरी छ. पौडी कक्षामा सामेल हुनु अघि यी कुराहरूमा ध्यान दिन वार्ड सुझाव दिन्छन्.
Certainly be looking to make sure that the swim school has got qualified teachers, make sure that those teachers have got a reputable accreditation, and that could be Royal Life Saving Society, Auswim, Swim Australia. There are a number of different providers of those qualifications. And I think the other thing to look for is, does it suit your values? Does the swim school present itself well? Does it look clean and tidy? A number of swim schools have got testimonials on their websites. There's lots of things to look for, but yeah, I'd say probably the qualified teachers is the main thing.
Like, share, recommend, gornuhos. SBS Nepali, like, Facebook, ma saath dinuhos.